Morning Glory with PJ and Jim here on Radio Nova. And of course, we are building up to our big hill to hill for Jack and Jill challenge on Friday morning. It's a big event, you know, and, it is a big challenge. And to be fair, you know, there's a lot of people lending their support and advice and encouragement and all of that sort of stuff, including someone who has been there, done that. But not only bought the T-shirt, but bought the medal as well.
You're just embarrassing me now, really. That's what this is.
Para-Olympian gold medalist Eve McChrystal, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Thank you for ringing in to give your support to this epic challenge. Any kind of bits of advice as an Olympic gold medalist?
Oh, God, I don't know. But I was asking permission, I think. But I suppose I'd say definitely you'd have to lather your nether regions now in lube, that's for sure.
That does seem to be a common theme, Eve.
It seems to be, yeah. That's all anybody's telling me is, like, be careful of your...
of your man vegetables.
Wobbly bits, yeah.
Definitely so. That'd be important. But, oh, it's an amazing and fair play to you, PJ. You know, the best of luck. I really do wish you the best of luck with it. What's it, 17 kilometres, is it?
Yeah, well, now, you see, coming from a Paralympian gold medalist, you know, like, this is kind of... I feel a little bit embarrassed to be even talking to you, to be honest, because you've done it on such a grand stage, and I'm basically rolling into town.
Oh, no, but you're rolling on something completely different than what I was rolling on.
Yeah. And just a matter of interest, for those that don't know, Eve, tell us a little bit about that event that you were involved in, because you were the pilot on the Irish Tandem with Katie George Dunleavy. So what is the distances involved in that, and what was your particular event?
Well, so we did the track first, and that's actually like the penny farthing, because it's a fixed gear, so there's no gears on that. So we're very similar, PJ. We're in the one gang here.
Okay.
So, no brakes, but I did see a photograph. I think you have brakes on yours, have you?
I do have brakes. In fact,
but you're cheating.
Yeah, I am cheating. I need to do something to come down from the grand top speed of 3 kilometres an hour. You know yourself.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. Breakneck speed. Breakneck speed.
Yeah, no, we did the track. So we did the velodrome. That was our silver medal. A huge surprise for us because we don't have one in Ireland. But then we went on to the road, which is much more enjoyable for me anyway. And we did the time trial. That was, I think, 33 kilometres. And then the road race was 96.
Wow.
So, yeah.
96.
We've been training for years for this.
Play it down, Eve. I just want to say, PJ Gallagher, 96 kilometres.
Yeah.
What are you doing? A paltry 17, is it?
Yeah, but I'm doing it on a jumped up version of a clown's unicycle. No.
Exactly. Anyway, listen, Eve, thank you so much for giving us a shout. Thanks a million for calling in. Congratulations. Well belated congratulations.
Thanks a million.
Since we never got a chance to speak to you. But listen, thanks a million for lending your support. You're very good.
Best of luck, PJ.
Thanks so much. Take care. Thanks for talking to us. Bye.